It's the Congressional Corner. Hi, I'm Alan Chartok. With us today is a great guy, Joe Courtney, the congressman from Connecticut's beautiful, and I mean beautiful, 2nd District. He's been around in office since 2007. He's actually been around before that even. Welcome, Joe.
Great to be talking to you again, Alan, and obviously a lot to talk about.
Yeah, let me start on a personal level. You had COVID-19 not that long ago. You're the first Congressional Corner guest confirmed to have had COVID. How you doing?
You know, I have to say I'm almost embarrassed to say that I'm actually doing quite well. It was right before Thanksgiving. The Congress, as you may recall, reconvened after the election on November 16th. And that evening when I was there, I was exposed to another member who, in fairness to that person, you know, did not know. They had COVID, and but again, it was a contact tracing alert that he and or she was notified of the of somebody he had been exposed to, and that you know, triggered the chain of events where I was tested once negative and then tested again positive, and did the whole drill of a 14-day quarantine. My symptoms were on the spectrum, you know, relatively mild compared to so many others who I've heard from and, you know, talked to and healthcare providers. So I feel very blessed. My wife is a nurse practitioner. She enforced the quarantine like a prison warden and, drank lots of or had lots of turkey soup, you know, with leftovers from Thanksgiving, and you know, again, kind of wrote it out.
So did you? I'm sorry for pursuing this, but
no, that's
you,
right.
When you were in contact with the guy who gave it to you, were you maskless or masked?
I was eating, so I had the mask off for a period of time, and so was this other individual. And again, it wasn't at a restaurant. It wasn't, you know. You know, at a bar, or, you know, which some people have asked me. So, or a large group. I mean, it just, you know, was what seemed like a pretty, you know, slight, you know, risk. But you know, again, that certainly is the reminder how incredibly treacherous this virus is. And as we know, the transmissibility with this new variant is actually even worse. So, yeah. You know, when we talk about riding it out, we've still got to just, you know, you got to stay on your toes.
Congressman, first of all, Congressman Joe Courtney, we are delighted that you're getting better. That's terrific. And if you have advice for anybody, what's the advice?
Well, obviously, you know, the sooner we get in the queue for vaccination, the better. And you know, to get that immunity built up. In the meantime, as I said, you just cannot let your guard down. And even the most benign setting, which, you know, I would describe as the situation where I was exposed, can still be, you know, high risk. And so, you know, all the precautions, you know, we've just got to not, you know, let up. And the good news is that we really are seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. So this is not something where people, you know, just you know, feel like it's just hopeless. I mean, we're not in a hopeless place anymore. But on the other hand, in the winter, you know, indoors, all that stuff, high, you know, potential for a more transmissible virus, you know, we just got to kind of run through the tape here in terms of getting through this event.
Now, Joe Courtney, you've had the disease. I wonder, are you going to take the jab?
So at this point, again, one of the I guess you'd say silver linings is that I am immune right now, and I've talked to 3 doctors, you know, who either I'm friends with or know this stuff, as well as the house physician. And, you know, they all, you know, confirm that I'm really not in a place right this moment where I need to get, you know, the benefit of a vaccination. The supplies, in my opinion, are not ample enough where, you know, particularly at the Capitol, where, as you know, the jabs are starting, and I support that. But again, we should make sure that staff who are going to have to be in the room on January 3rd, which the Constitution requires, a session of Congress in person, no proxy voting. You know, we've got to maximize those doses, and the doctors are all in agreement that, you know, I'm in a sort of a window right now, you know, pretty well into February, and even, you know, early March, where you know, I really am not a high priority person. But again, I want to emphasize January 3rd, Congress has to convene per the Constitution. If we don't, Trump gets basically the benefit of, you know, being able to make up recess appointments, which are valid for up to a year, including judges. So January 3rd is just a no miss date in terms of people being in the room, you know, ready to convene Congress, put rules in place, which will start with proxies, voting being reestablished. January 6th, though, is another constitutionally required date where that we have to be in the room to accept the results of the Electoral College. I don't have to tell you, Alan, how, you know, this is a, you know, just a make or break moment for our republic. And so having members get vaccinated, which, you know, you've seen sort of the inevitable sort of reporting, you know, comparing it to, you know, the lifeboats on the Titanic and why are they in line? I mean, the continuity of government, you know, requirement, which is law right now, is valid, in my opinion. And I just think that, you know, my any members who can get it, I think they should get it. And when I my immunity starts to get to a point where it's medically, you know, starting to get, you know, in a gray area, I'm going to get it.
So what happened then? What happens when you guys have got to certify the election? We know that Tommy Tuberville, of all people, has announced, or there's a sense that he's going to question the election result as per Trump. The House of Representatives, therefore, becomes terribly important in that if they don't vote to question the election, it's not going to happen to decertify. So what's your thought on all of that?
So again, the normal proceeding is a pretty kind of no-brainer where, again, both bodies are actually convened together to accept the results of the election. If there's an objection raised, then the procedure is that then the two bodies separate and deliberate, you know, separately. And so Congressman Brooks from Alabama, and now there's a couple of others who've already jumped on the bandwagon, has already said he's going to raise an objection to the results being admitted from the electors. So it's inevitable that there's going to be the split. That happened, actually, in 2017 when President Trump, his results were submitted. Again, there was an objection raised in the House. Again, it was dealt with, you know, very swiftly in terms of an acceptance of the results in the House. And the Senate, of all people, it was Joe Biden who brought the gavel down that confirmed Donald Trump, you know, was the elected president. So, you know, again, the even though we have a more slender majority in the House, I'm very confident that the House will reject Brooks's motion. And really, that would be dispositive. But, you know, Pence has to actually, you know, as I said, this is a very awkward place for him to be. And there's stories that he's already got the, you know, the planes warmed up and ready to leave town the minute that proceeding is over, go on some fact-finding mission somewhat far away from the U.S. So but again, it's just, and so, you know, if you saw the overnight reporting, literally just in the last 24 hours or so, Trump is actually putting up the, you know, cranking up the pressure on Republican members, both House and Senate, to take a public position on whether or not to accept the results. Again, he is going to make this as hard as possible. And you know, people really need to just sort of, you know, I think a lot of us after the Electoral College votes thought, okay, you know, we're in the clear. We're not in the clear. You know, this is still going to be a, you know, just street fight, you know, until January 20th.
When we come back, Joe Courtney, and I really want to thank you for coming on with us. When we come back the next time, I want to ask you about the military option. Thanks for being here.